the beginnings of the civil rights movement, received a lot of liberal support from Boston.
That's right. But I don't usually talk politics or mm-hmm. religion or that's every man to his own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had left things alone, integration would have come in the South mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. the fighting and the trouble that it has caused being mm-hmm. made to do it. It would have happened anyway.
Mm-hmm.
May have taken longer, but there would not have been the problems involved with integration if it had been left to come about naturally rather than people forcing it on us. I'm not against it. I don't mind going into a restaurant and having colored people sit next to me. Mm-hmm. I don't mind having colored people in school with my children. I don't mm-hmm. mind having them sit in the front of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me at all. I don't mind standing in line with them at the grocery store. I don't mind standing in line with them at the bank or any place else. They're got as much right to live their lives as I have,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want my children marrying them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now that that's where I draw the line on integration.
If a farmer were working maybe in the field or something, what might he wear to go around working in the garden?
Overalls, coveralls. I've heard them call both.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might bring you your coat, and they might say, "Here, I've
brought you your coat."
If somebody delivered the wrong package to your home from Jones' store, Jones might call and say, "Please
return it."
Uh-huh. Or, "Please it back."
Send it back.
Mm-hmm. And another way of saying that would be to, your wife might say, "Well, the delivery boy from Jones' store brought it." And Jones might say, "Please it back. Please,
ship it back."
If you wanted to do some hammering or something, and you needed a hammer, and you were occupied with something else over here, you might ask me to please you a hammer.
Hand me the hammer.
Uh-huh. Or if it involved me maybe getting up and walking over there to pick it up, you might say, "Please
bring me the hammer."
If your old clothes wore out, you might have to buy a
new outfit.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets and it makes them kind of
bulge.
If you put a wool sweater in hot water, it might
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrank.
Lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
If a girl's getting ready to go to a party, if she likes to get ready a lot and maybe sit in front of a mirror, you might say she likes to
primp.
Would you ever say that of a man?
Nowadays, yes. I went to the beauty parlor and had my hair done myself.
In years past, would that ever be said of a man?
I don't think so. Maybe years ago and days of Casanova and ruffles and things like that for men, but not when I was a kid, men didn't primp.
Mm-hmm.
But